Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It doesn't matter who the GM has been. Seeing this many impact rookies this early, I can say this, I've never seen it like this before in Cleveland. Right? Like even Miles, Denzel, and Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb was good really early. Right. Miles was statistically good, but not the player he was. Mm-hmm. Denzel had some learning curve there. That was a, and by the way, that's still the best first year rookie class I've seen until now.
It's interesting because I think when you weight the best, there's always bonus points attached to the best player from that class.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the draft class, even though it's not as deep, the draft class that contains Myles Garrett is probably going to be the one that stands out because you got the best defensive player in the entire NFL that year.
And it should be noted, that was 2017. I was conflating the Baker class with his class. So it was Baker, Denzel, and Nick Chubb. And obviously we know how the Baker thing went here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Denzel was good early, but it took him probably another year or two to become this version of Denzel.
Right.
So I don't know. I just think it's really interesting that there are a lot of people saying, well, listen, if it's a bad season, just fire one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the sacrificial lamb was easy because I don't think anybody in Cleveland agrees that Andrew's got a high batting average. Because it's got to be weighted for Deshaun and for Baker. And he is the guy that was progenated and pushed both those decisions internally. And that's before you get to the fact that because you traded for Deshaun, he then had a lot of bad drafts in a row because he didn't have first or second round picks several of those years.
Yeah. I just think the point that Ross made about firing him after this success, it does make it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Because you would have to justify it some kind of way. These are the reasons why we fired him. These are the reasons why we think we can do better. And it has very little to do with this year beyond what their record is ultimately going to be. And I think there was an understanding coming into this year that the record was not going to be something that was going to be as much part of the evaluation because the record was going to be bad.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is I think that might have been something Jimmy Haslam said in March, and I just have been around the NFL long enough that what an owner says in March does not mean diddly squat in December.
That's fair.
Now, and that's why I do
because
think...
Because he's emotional.
Yes. Well, and he's a human.
Yeah.
Like, if you go and go, well, okay, well, this year wasn't really that bad, or this season was bad, but that's... Like, you don't have to have a bad season to get fired because of the Deshaun thing, because of the Baker thing... Because if you look at the first two drafts, your first round picks are Jed Wills and Greg Newsom, and neither of those guys are getting extended. Jed's out of football mm-hmm. as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's why this draft class, like Kevin Stefanski right now, his saving grace is, well, remember that first year.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I kind of did that thing with Flacco for five games in 2023. His closest chip that he can play is 2023. with Andrew being able to play it this year and in this way. Like, it's not one guy's popping right now. You've got three guys I think are outstanding, which are Judkins, Mason Graham, and Schlesinger. Fannin is right behind them. And then you have two more rookies still making an impact in Aiden Huntington as like a situational player, and Dylan Sampson as a situational player as well. Mm-hmm.
So you think Andrew has a stronger case?
It's got to bear fruit over the next, math is hard, 14 games. But yeah, if this continues, but yet you're 4-13, it wouldn't really be a choice, right?
How much do you factor in the Jimmy Haslam part of this equation?
Oh, I mean, it's everything, right? It just depends on what are you specifically asking with that? Because Jimmy's omnipresent in all of this.
Yes, he is, when it comes to Kevin and when it comes to Andrew, and understanding that Jimmy's fingerprints are all over part of the decisions that both have made.
So this is where I draw the line, and this has been reported in Cleveland, and I don't think the national media has, I think, done enough with this. I will not blame Jimmy Haslam for after they talked him into the idea of moving on from Baker and getting Deshaun.
Okay.
I will not blame him for saying or hearing, hey, they took us out of the running and our only hope is this Hail Mary for $235 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. He didn't come up with the idea. He had to be sold the idea. And the people who came up with it and sold it were not just Andrew Berry, but it was Kevin Stefanski. Okay. So on the decision that I think is most fireable, his biggest crime is, I don't really like this, but I believe in the two of you, and I'm willing to gamble on the two of you. Everything else is fair, but on this one, it's the one that he kind of gets the Peterlin pass from me on the Deshaun thing, because he was just, all right, we're out. What do we have to do to get him? Let's go get him.
So the Deshaun thing looms over every single thing with this franchise.
Yeah.
Right? It's a big part of the reason why they're in the state that they're in. It's going to be part of the evaluation of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, right? In your mind, it's always going to be part of that evaluation. Yeah. So at what point...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is it no longer part of the conversation? At what point do you say, yeah, I'm not going to hold that against Andrew anymore, or I'm not going to hold that against Kevin anymore?
When they win.
They got to win? Amount of wins?
Yes, it is. Because here's the thing. It's not just that decision. What did that decision do? These guys walked into a pretty ready-made situation.
They did.
You had Baker. So you had the quarterback. You had the running back. You had two wide receivers in Jarvis and OBJ. Mm-hmm. You had Njoku. You had the offensive line, the interior of the offensive line. You had Myles Garrett. You had Denzel.
Right.
So your job was just to take it to the next level. They attempted to do that, and they failed.
See, that's the hard thing, I think, about this whole conversation, is that there have been different iterations of where the franchise is at when we're doing these evaluations. Because you're right, there were pieces here when both these guys arrived that made it seem like the Browns were more ready to win. Mm-hmm. But they're not right now. And everybody would admit that right now.
And it feels like for a lot of fans that they wasted the window of Nick Chubb, of that championship window, whatever that was. It felt like that came and went on their watch, and they didn't backfill it enough with drafting and all the other things you do, even if there were some more positive things that we admit today. Mm-hmm.
So there needs to be, then for those fans, I would say that there needs to be, you know, significant hits for both of these guys to make up for what that was.
And the struggle there is with Andrew, well, I got six kids right now that I am amped to watch play
I get that.
For the next 14 games, no matter if the Browns win or loss. But to with Stefanski, there is, I think there's a bare minimum of wins that you need where I go, hey, you went more than anyone expected. Now you're cool. It doesn't have to be 9 to 10 number? Wins.
What is it?
Probably 6 or 7 wins. If Vegas has you at 5.5.
Wow.
Did you just mouth fart at
I
that?
I did, yeah.
That's
tough, that's some Beano. Dude.
Six wins?
Yeah, because winning is a product of your team, the collective, against the other team. How many of these games the rest of the year are the Browns as a team going to be favored?
Well, that depends on how you do in the next three games, right? Because if you're 3-3 in the next six games, all of a sudden that schedule looks like a cakewalk compared to the first three. Going into the season, I think they were only favored in one, and that was either the Jets or the Titans game.
Okay, so what has changed then?
No. They can change it. How competitive you are changes your relation to how people expect you to do in each game.
Man, I think you're being too results-based. For a team that's
football. That's the point.
But I don't think this team, in its current state, is ready for that level of judgment.
What about last year? What about 2022 because of the whole quarterback situation? About 2021.
See, I think earlier during their tenure, that's what I was saying. There are different iterations of where this franchise is at, right? And I think you have to evaluate it based on that. So if you were having this conversation in 21-22, the team, the organization as a whole, was in a different place. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes. So now you're looking at this team and what it is, and I think we're in a situation where you have to judge them independent of the final result, because I don't think they're ready for that level of final judgment. It's kind of like if you're flipping a house, right? You're not going to put it up for sale if you're still working on the bathroom.
I think it's really hard to only win three games in a season, and I think it's really hard to do that 2 years in a row. 8 wins in 2 years, where one of the years you came in thinking playoffs is not enough. 9 wins still isn't enough, but at least you can say you doubled your wins, you beat the Vegas win total. Like, 6 wins this year would be an accomplishment, but that's where it's got to be. If you're 4-13, I don't give a rat's ass who your quarterback is. This is about competitiveness.
You expect Kevin to win under these circumstances?
Win. It's 6 games, Chris.
Yes, I know
six
that.
6 games is not winning.
6 games with
six
a game team.
6 games is losing with flair.
6 games with a team that people were projecting to have the number one overall pick in the draft.
I mean, Vegas said they were a 5.5 win team.
Yes.
So you're saying they have to over their win total by half a win.
Well, why
that
did...
That is Charmin soft when it comes to what you need to do to keep your damn job.
Vegas said 5.5 in part because they wanted people to bet on it. If they put it at 3.5, nobody was going to bet on it. You know what I mean?
I might have bet on it.
So you have to factor that into the equation.
216-474-0092. How much can this draft class change your opinion on Andrew Berry, the lead, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.